This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Rejoice. This is the Sunday with a special name, the third Sunday in Advent with its candle named Joy. I mentioned to Paula that I was really enjoying learning about Gaudete Sunday because I didn't remember ever hearing about it in the Episcopal Church I grew up in. She looked at me in horror, and her eyes got big, and she said to me as kindly as she could, Jude, gosh, I've never heard it pronounced like that. I actually never heard it said out loud. Not Gaudete. Well, how do you say it? Gaudete, she said. Gaudete. Oh, man, how could I not know that? I even took French in high school. So Gaudete it is. And Gaudete in French means rejoice. In the Middle Ages, Advent was more specifically a time for fasting and penitence. And it was determined that a break in the solemnity was needed to remind everyone of the nearness of the coming of Christ and the joy that is and will be, and to encourage penitents in the preparation of their hearts for the arrival of Jesus. And so this middle Sunday was designated as a Sunday for rejoicing, a Sunday for joy. Rose pink became the color of the third candle, and some churches even had rose pink vestments for this one Sunday, all in celebration of what is to come. Joy. Well, I've been thinking a lot about joy, about how much we need joy in our lives, about how much we need our connection to God right now, and how much we need to recognize and receive the joy of God's love all around us, even if we are unhappy, even if our mood is low and our circumstances difficult. And I've been thinking a lot about how different joy is from happiness. J.D. Salinger writes this really great thing in Catcher in the Rye. He says, "The most singular difference between happiness and joy is that happiness is a solid and joy a liquid." Now, I admit that the fact that there is this yellow bottle of dishwashing liquid called joy kind of wrecks up the quote. But maybe not. Maybe joy, God's joy, is in fact cleansing. So happiness is a solid. It is defined. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Something happens to us, and we are at the center. And we erupt with expression. We won. I got it. We did it. And then in time, it's over. Joy is different. Henry Nouwen says that joy comes from God, not from ourself, our I, our me, but from God. God connects with us inside, cleans us. It is liquid, as Salinger describes, undefined, fluid, warms and grows the heart. It may be harder to define, but we know it, we experience it, we are part of it. But we also know inside that we are not its center. Nouwen goes on to say that joy is our internal response to the good. Now, happiness is not always a response to the good. We do experience happiness when something good happens in our lives. But if we're honest, we can also feel happiness when those we dislike fail or are belittled or punished. Happy laughter can be cruel. But joy is always purely good. Well, think about it. Joy feels like love. Joy is love, the living energy of love. And we are asked to witness it, to participate in it, and to testify to it. Which brings us to today's gospel and John the Baptist. John is famous. John appears in all four gospels, and this voice crying out in the wilderness is not a lone crazy man with the occasional convert. Crowds flock to the Jordan River for all kinds of reasons, I'm sure. But for all the hype about John, how he looks, what he wears and eats, what he shouts to the crowd, John knows who he is. He is not the center. No matter how charismatic he may be, he knows and says with humility over and over again that he is not the message, only the messenger. He proclaims what he himself has witnessed. He testifies to the truth of it. He's upfront about his goal. He wants to get his listeners to believe that God is here in the person of Jesus, whose power will transform the world. The priests and Levites need answers. Who are you? On whose authority do you do this? And how are we to understand and control this? It sounds a little like us, doesn't it? Where did you get your degrees? What is your theology about resurrection? Why should we believe you? Why do so many believe John? John is not the only preacher out there. His is not the only cable news channel. Now we can smugly answer, well, he was sent by God. Well, did the people sitting on the hillside know that? Does saying it make it so? Do you believe because someone tells you to? Or do you begin to believe when you see something, read something, hear someone, experience something that changes your being, even if for a moment? And I think that is what happened on that hillside. I think that when John says he is not worthy to untie the thong of Jesus' sandal, when he says later in the gospel, I must decrease so that he can increase, and when he says, I baptize with water, I don't think that what is seen and heard on that hillside is how lowly or pathetic John is, but how glorious and miraculous God is. What they saw and felt was joy radiating out of John, not some momentary enthusiasm or happiness, but the liquid humbling joy that comes from God, that comes from telling the truth about God. John was not the center, and he did not try to be. John testified humbly to what he knew and experienced, and many on that hillside believed, not from the words, but from the joy radiating out of John. And isn't that how we come to believe too? We are moved. Something changes in our lives and we feel the liquid joy and belief begins. Joy is purely good. Joy changes us. Joy is knowing that Jesus is right here, loving us just as we are. Really, it's the truth. I invite you to think about joy this week, how and when and where you experience it, and think about how you might rejoice in it. And then think about how you share it, how you testify to the joyful moments, even the small ones, in your everyday lives. Who do you tell? Who will hear your testimony of the God moments in your everyday life and feel your joy? Happy Gaudete Sunday, however you want to pronounce it. May your days be filled with moments of joy, even in the midst of the gloom so many of us feel. And may those moments be shared to help us believe more deeply.